Hi, Marty Lurie, KMBR 680. It is April the 15th, the 70th anniversary of Jackie Robinson and his debut in the National League with the Brooklyn Dodgers. Talking with Dwayne Kuiper. Dwayne, a special day 70 years ago. Boy, a lot of time has gone under the bridge, so to speak.
Well, absolutely. And what that gentleman did for the game of baseball, it really truly changed it in a sense where it got everybody a chance to play that needed to play and deserved to play. And, you know, in a lot of ways, it brought baseball together. It took a little while, but I never met him, Jackie Robinson. I remember not liking him very much because he was terror on the Milwaukee Braves. But obviously, of all the parks I've been in and all the tributes, you know, you see his wife and you see his daughter. But I wish I could have met him. I really do.
Growing up for you in Wisconsin in those days, what was integration like? What was baseball like in those days for you in Wisconsin?
Well, look, I went to a big high school, and we had probably 700 in our graduating class. And Shante Stills was the only black kid in the school, and he was an athlete, and he played basketball, and I don't remember if he played football or not, but our high school was the one high school where most of the white kids were in, and the two other high schools, Horlick and Park and Racine, they had a lot more African-American kids, but you know what, I don't ever remember thinking things were odd or weird, unless you turned on the news, and the news in the, you know, late 50s and 60s, you know, it was just scattered with horrendous stories about how the minorities were being treated. So, look, we've come a long way, and we're still not there yet. But baseball wise, we've also come a long way, and you'd like to see a few more African-American managers and minority managers, but hopefully that'll come. I mean, look, I had a chance to play for Frank Robinson in 1975, which he was the first black manager, and it was pretty terrific because I adored Frank. I still do. And I guess we're going to get a chance to see him this year here at the park.
Dwayne, how was he received in 1975? First African-American manager. And, I mean, you had Gaylord Perry on that team. I remember that kind of those stories came out. What was it like for Frank to take the job at that point? What were the fans like? What was the press like? What was it all about?
Yeah, I think the fans were ready. I mean, look, Cleveland's a tough town, you know. All those steel towns, just very, very tough town, tough people, hardworking people. But I thought that they accepted Frank immediately. He and Gaylord definitely had their issues, and one of them was going to go, and the manager's not going to go the first year, so it was going to be Gaylord. But I enjoyed Frank a lot. I mean, the one thing you have to understand about Frank was he wasn't there to make friends. He wanted you to play the way he played, and there was no nonsense about him. Now, he liked to have a good time. He liked to laugh, but he was tough. I mean, he was tough. He was tough on beat writers. He was tough on rookies. He was tough on veterans. But if you knew him, and if you weren't afraid of him, and if you acted like you weren't afraid of him, then you could play for him.
Getting into baseball for you, and I remember, of course, you were with Reno early. I remember those days. But did you ever experience or see racism in baseball? Now, you got in later, in the 70s, and maybe spring training was different in those days. But did you ever see any of that?
You know, I never did. No. And I had a chance, obviously, in the minor leagues to play with a lot of guys from other countries and a few African-American players. But I never saw it, and I know there was a period where it was really rough. You know, one of the guys that I grew up watching that I loved was Hank Aaron, and you read some of the stories of what happened to him coming out of Mobile, Alabama, you know, going into these minor league towns where you couldn't stay at the same hotels as the white guys. Bathrooms were different. It almost seems unimaginable that there was a period of time where it was like that because of where we are now. But It's better now, and hopefully it's even going to get even better than what it is now.
Baseball is one of those games where he had to turn the other cheek, and you know what bench jockeying is like and what goes on. Can you imagine that? As Filipe Lu always said, show me the man first, then the player. What a man.
Yeah, and I think it's the reason, Marty, where he died as young as he did.
Yeah.
I mean, to have to swallow that for as long as he did, I don't think there's any doubt that it aged him on the outside and it aged him on the inside. It's too bad we lost him when we did, because he meant so much to the game, and to have him alive, you know, look, we're really lucky. We got McCovey and Mays and Marichal and Perry, and all these guys are still alive, and we get to touch base with them, and it would have been really terrific if that were true, if Jackie Robinson was still alive.
Last thought, I read that the owner of the Indianapolis Clowns stopped the sale of Hank Aaron to the New York Giants because he didn't want to see Aaron and Mays on the same team.
Well, I'm glad, because I didn't either. It sure would have been fun if you're a New York Giants fan or even a San Francisco Giants fan. But Eddie Matthews and Hank Aaron made the world go round for me in Milwaukee. So the thoughts of him, Aaron, being someplace else, you know, I can't even imagine that. And but you have to remember that we lost that team to Atlanta when I was about 13 years old. And when you see what happens to the Raiders and to the St. Louis, you see these teams, the Chargers, it's rough on kids that were my age, because you have so much invested, and you've watched your parents have so much invested into these teams that when they leave, it is absolutely crushing, and it crushed us. And then, you know, look, we still followed the Braves. We became Atlanta Braves fans. We didn't let politics get involved in it at all. They were still our guys. And then as we grew a little bit older, of course, the Brewers came, and that helped ease the pain.
You were a top-of-the-order guy. Did you like Billy Bruton?
I like Billy Bruton. I actually like Johnny Logan, who hit second. And my favorite Johnny Logan story is I asked Johnny one day in Milwaukee about 10 years ago, and he was still alive. I said, Johnny, tell me something about Eddie Matthews that I don't know. I said, because I've followed him, and you know, I love the guy. And he said, all right, I'll tell you something, Kipe. He said, I'd get out there at short, the first inning, and I'd ask Eddie, did you go out last night, and did you go out drinking? And Eddie would say, yes, I did, Johnny. And Johnny said, I would shade a little bit more towards the hole. If he said he got a good night's sleep, I would shade more towards second base. Because if Johnny didn't get a good, or if Eddie didn't get a good night's sleep, those balls are going to go by him at third. So that's my Johnny Logan story.
Very good.
Dwayne, thanks so much. Today, Jackie Robinson, April 15th, 1947. Thanks, Dwayne.
You bet.
More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.